Virginia is one of the six states that still allow electrocution as a means of capital punishment. In this video, available on YouTube, a corrections officer at the state prison in Jarrett explains the process.
Inmate is white, sit in, buckle in, secure in the chair. The first thing to be connected and put on will be the leg piece. The mask is inserted.
Under current Virginia law, a condemned inmate may choose either the electric chair or lethal injection. But the state's running into a problem with that. We'll hear more now from David Poole with the Virginia Public Access Project.
Right, this is a story by Bill Sizemore, the Virginian pilot in Norfolk. The main method of execution used in recent years, which is a lethal injection of drugs, is no longer available in the state. The pharmaceutical companies that provide the cocktail of three drugs have refuse to sell their products if they're going to be used in executions.
A bill introduced by Senator Bill Carrico would address that by making electrocution the default method for executions in Virginia and allowing the state to override an inmate's choice of lethal injection if the drugs were not available. And David, there was a hearing on the bill in front of a Senate committee.
The focus of the story was testimony by Jerry Givens. He retired a few years back as the state's executioner. He executed 62 people in the name of the citizens of Virginia, 25 of them by electrocution. He gave some pretty gruesome testimony to the committee. The bill in the Senate stalled on a tie vote. A similar bill has passed the House. Not sure what the final outcome will be, but it certainly created some excruciating testimony about just what the state might do if they don't have lethal injection.
At the same time, another bill before the Assembly would outlaw the electric chair entirely. David, another story getting a lot of attention on VA News was written by Reese Shapiro in the Washington Post. It originated with a snowy day in Fairfax County.
Back in December, when the school's decision was made to close Fairfax schools, a school board member heard about the decision and sent out a message noting that school is closed, but there will be a school board work session the next day. Well, apparently this tweet that he sent out went out 30 minutes before the official announcement. And before you knew it, school board member Ryan McKelveen, his number of Twitter followers grew from 160 to 16,000. Apparently, the kids in Fairfax County had the mistaken knowledge that he was the person making the decision, and if he wasn't the person making the decision, he'd be the guy you want to be following because he would let you know before anybody else.
And now, creative students have celebrated him with online images of his head on the bodies of superheroes and other cool types. He says more school leaders should follow his example.
Yes, he does. He says this is, you know, maybe other school board people should get into Twitter. And he is hoping to educate students about how the school board works. My guess, though, is most of these students are mainly looking for the announcement that, hey, they don't have to go to school at all.
David Poole is with the Virginia Public Access Project. You can find their daily compilation of newspaper reporting from around the Commonwealth at vpap.org. Click on the VA News link. I'm Fred Eccles.